you once again, my brothers, my sisters, in the name of the Most High. I greet you one and all in all that is going on upon and in and on this earth at such a time as this. And, you know, I want to just encourage you all, first of all, to take heart and not allow all of the things that are taking place in and around us to overwhelm you, to make you feel like, to make you feel despair or hopelessness. Because, yeah, there's been a complete onslaught against humanity, and we're well aware of what the enemy has been doing and the purposes and the plans of the enemy against humanity. At the same time, you know, this is a time of incredible change. And a lot of the things that needed to be changed and needed to be addressed could never have happened without this kind of upheaval, could never have been seen without this type of global reveal. I mean, when have we seen in the history of humanity every country on the same timeline, everybody trying to do the same thing all at the same time? You know, places in Asia that are absolutely chaotic at the same time matching some timetable obviously being issued to them by somewhere else, where everybody at the same time now has these insane jab mandates. I won't call them vaccines because they're not vaccines. You can call up the Pfizer help desk in the States, and somebody did this and recorded the call and put it up, and they admit that they're not approved. You know, it's under emergency use authorization. They're being distributed, but these are not approved injections because they haven't passed the approval process. So under an emergency panic use, they are issuing and injecting people, and it is the worst safety record in the history of all injections known by the recorded standards, and even that is grossly underreported compared to what's actually happened so far and happening and will happen in the future. So, you know, there's going to be a need for us to respond to a lot of future upheaval, as well as dealing with the situations that we're in right now. So a couple things I wanted to bring to you guys' attention. One is with the push that they're doing right now to, which is violating humanitarian and human rights standards around the world, but the push to inject people with an experimental, deadly injection and trying to keep people from a livelihood unless they're willing to give up their bodies to this medical tyranny. Okay? Well, in that context, part of what they've done in their gaming scenarios has been setting up, in their mind, what they think is a win-win situation for their agenda. If people take the injections, they damage themselves. If, you know, they set themselves up to be, you know, part of this transhumanist agenda or the kill-off or the combination, whatever it is that is tied to that unique individualized injection that's gone into their body that now puts them into that system. Okay, but if they don't take it and they walk off the job, which is very much people's right, but if they don't, what does that do? Well, that now causes supply chain disruptions. That now causes ripple effects. That now causes breakdowns in society and the systems, which is also something that the controllers want. In order to accomplish their agenda, a big part of it also is to have systems break down. So this is where we as humanity have to also realize part of their game and their agenda. So staying on the job but refusing the injection, if you have staying power, and forcing them to fire you so that you can, eventually have a follow-up based on unethical, illegal dismissal. But forcing their hand instead of doing that work for them. Or also, if you're exiting, to exit into systems that still allow for things to continue to flow. So, you may leave a tyrannical hospital, but then go into another aspect of the healthcare field so that people still have health care, so people still have services that are necessary. Because what the controllers want to do is break the supply chains, break the services, break and cause these disruptions, that then part of their extended goal is to bring in their new systems, their new financial systems, their new control systems, their new control structures and constructs. So that's also part of the agenda, and they want old things to break so that they can then offer their option, which is a tyrannical police state, a control structure and a control construct, funny money, which is just numbers on a screen, which are arbitrary and that they can pump out at any time towards their own, it's fiat on steroids. It's absolute fiction and a complete slavery of the people that participate in that system. But that's what they're trying to coerce people into. So you've got to realize that they're gaming these things out, but they're also losing. And we have to make known their plans and bring those things out into the forefront so that we can also do better. See, one of the best ways to beat these controllers is to offer a better solution, offer a better system. Bring forward something that the people want, need, appreciate, will use. So instead of complaining, do better. Instead of complaining about this and complaining about that, build the better thing. Bring forward the solution. Bring forward the answer. And look, you might not have all the pieces. It's fine. If you don't have all the pieces, it's fine. But start. Have the conversations. Bring together like-minded people. Say, I'm thinking about this part, but what are we missing? You see what I'm saying? Just do that. And you'll be surprised how much will... Maybe you won't be surprised. Maybe you'll understand it's time to manifest. But there'll be a lot of things that will come to help you to be able to bring forward those answers, those solutions. So in the process of all that's happening and in the process of all that's taking place, understand that the controllers are losing control. So a lot of these things that they're trying to do now are out of desperation. They're out of they're out of last ditch Hail Mary attempts to get their thing across the finish line. So, we need staying power, resolute decisions that we make. Stay close to each other, encourage each other, be there for each other, support each other in the decisions and the choices that need to be made at this time. Keep each other encouraged. Don't let the worlders have their way in attacking your mind. Keep your mind, keep your own counsel. Use logic and reason in the information that comes your way. Use your discernment. If something is for you, you will feel it. If something's not for you, you will reject it. Be be willing to take a stand on what needs to be taken a stand on. Protect your kids, protect your wives, protect your husbands, protect your families, protect your communities. Rise up in what's important around us at this time. You know, there's not anything that we will face that we cannot overcome. There's nothing that we will encounter that is beyond our ability to address. In the current attacks that are now manifesting, you can see that they're losing the narrative, and that's an important thing. We have to control the conversation, and part of us having the narrative is us making sure that what is the actual conversation is the one that's being had, not their approach. See, their approach and the alternative media has largely been part of this too. They will say something and then the alternative media will just respond to what they said and give the counter viewpoint. In both cases, the conversation that's there continues to always be what the agenda that's set by the mainstream, and then the alternative media just responding and saying, no, the opposite. But it's still that conversation that they want to have, that focus that they want to have, that stress point that they want to put people under. Whereas when we control the narrative, it's the conversation that we want to have. So what does strong communities look like? What does resourcing ourselves look like? What does a new financial or medium of exchange system, what are the characteristics of that so that we can recognize a good one and reject a bad one? Because there will be many, many bad ones that they're going to try to push forward to replace other failing systems. And we should know, okay, this one is not for us. And as they keep trying to have their snake oil salespeople stand up and sell us a broken and bad bill of goods, we should know enough to reject it. So, you know, the controllers, they want to keep their control, but they're losing it. And also, another part of this whole thing is many, many, many of them have destroyed their health by believing the lie. So there's going to be a big fallout there. You know, a lot of the people that have not gone along with this are, and the ones that are staying the healthiest, and the ones that have kept their own counsel and protected the sovereignty of their bodies, they themselves are going to be the ones bringing forward the solutions in the future. And they're not the kind of people that they want around, because they're the ones that are here are going to be the ones that have some understanding of their body, their health, their rights, that won't just comply because the system is trying to get them to do something. So they're actually destroying that layer of those that support and go along with them, and indoctrinating them into it. I spoke a little bit about critical mass. One of the things that they're trying to also do, and they've got this gamed out, is get a certain number of people to take their injections. And that number, what they figured is if they can reach that point, that the rest of what's remaining won't matter. So the fact that they can't get there is, if the problem for them too is time is against them as well. So if they don't get there by a certain point, the whole thing will collapse. So that's why they're trying so hard to inject people at this point, by hook or by crook, because if they don't reach the point that they have to, then what becomes obvious and apparent as cancers start rising at exponential speeds in people's bodies that have taken the injections, as people start dying off, as their immunities are shot and they become susceptible to other things, what happens is that they, now you've got a control group, a very large control group of people that have not taken and not participated, that can see the health decline in those that have participated and whatever other nefarious effects are there. So if that number is large enough, that's enough to go after the people that have done all of this. So they're trying to eliminate that. So they're really between a rock and a hard place, because they've not reached what they need to reach. So, you know, as we continue forward right now, just be encouraged. Know that there's a lot of good things that are on the horizon, and know that, you know, we're on the side of truth. So, you know, don't let things overwhelm you, and be there for each other. Bless each other. All right. Okay. Well, hey, love you guys. Just want to check in, catch up with you again sometime soon. I'm gonna get back into the rhythm here a little bit. But things are good. Things are good. All right. So be encouraged. You can hop on that Telegram chat, and there's some good information being shared by people on there. So, all right, bless you guys. You can also drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye.